The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms is part of Canada's Constitution. There are two charter rights that are particularly relevant to legal capacity laws. The right to life, liberty, and security of the person, which is contained in Section 7 of the Charter, and the right to equality without discrimination based on mental or physical disability, among other grounds, which is contained in Section 15 of the Charter. All Canadian laws, including the legal capacity laws I've described in this session, must comply with the Charter. Some features of these laws lead us to question whether they are consistent with the Section 7 right to life, liberty, and security of the person, and the Section 15 right to equality. For example, when people with disabilities are found to be incapable, their autonomy and dignity are interfered with. They are also deprived of the right to make personal choices. On its face, these results seem to deprive them of liberty and security of the person. Also, because of inaccurate perceptions about their cognitive abilities, combined with insufficient communication supports, people with communication disabilities are more likely to be found to be incapable than people who don't have disabilities. Thus, they are treated unequally as they are impacted by the laws in a way that doesn't affect people who don't have disabilities. On its face, this seems to amount to discrimination. The Charter applies only to government and not to private individuals or businesses. A person with a disability cannot mount a charter challenge against a private entity. Nevertheless, the Charter can be a powerful tool for challenging laws that appear to violate charter rights and thus for promoting the rights of people with disabilities. One example is the Supreme Court of Canada decision in Eldridge and British Columbia. In that case, the court decided that deaf people were treated unequally in their receipt of medical services. The court found a violation of Section 15 of the Charter because of a failure to provide sign language interpretation where it was necessary for effective communication. Without sign language interpretation, deaf people were deprived of the ability to communicate effectively with healthcare providers in comparison to people who were not deaf and had no barriers to communication. Courts adjudicate cases where there is a claim that a law is inconsistent with the Charter. Until a charter challenge to a law is heard by a court, it is never clear whether a particular law, including legal capacity laws, are in compliance. There are often divergent views about charter compliance.